A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long.
Jim Ferguson, man, I am fired up today. This is a Hustler Spirit Radio show. Ken, Greg, what's happening? This we just got the boys today. We just got the boys today. What I'm talking about. How you guys doing out there today?
I'm doing real good.
Greg, how about yourself, man? How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
All right. That's what I'm doing damn good, man. Damn good. Can't really say that earlier today, but I'm doing damn good now. And that's all that counts. Now is all that counts. Check it out. Now, you better believe it, baby. Check it out. Today is going to be What's on Your Mind Wednesday. What's on your mind? And it's also going to be about how to put that one dead eye on all this shiesty dealing going on out there right now. Everything is shiesty. Everything not quite proper. Everything not vibrating at a higher plane. You understand what I'm saying? And as hustlers, and all my hustlers out there listening, we have to keep our eyes open, our hearts open, and we got to keep a woody on all the time. What do you think about that, BJ?
Gotta get it hard.
We got to get it hard all night, baby. All night. It got to stay that way. Now, let's get down to the base bottom line here. Here's the base bottom line. We really haven't done this since we've been doing a show, but it's time to bring this now. And I got everybody fired up. I want to welcome everybody out there listening to us. But here's what it is. In this situation and time frame that we're going through right now, a lot of people is trying a lot of shiesty shit. So we're going to call it shiesty shit. Base bottom line. A lot of stuff going on. People undercutting, shortcutting, lying, bullshitting, trapping, the whole nine yards. Here's the bottom line. When you out doing what you're doing, and do what you do, whatever you do, you must make sure that you vibrate at a much higher plane than your competition. You must make sure that you vibrate much higher than the people that got an eye out for you. Because trust me, every time you walk out your door, you're being looked at. Every time you get into your car, every time you turn that key on that new vet, I'm sorry, new vet's got key fast. Let me change that. Every time you push the start button on it, baby, you got to be looking. You must be looking. You see what I'm saying? We got to look. Now, let's just run through a couple scenarios for people out there going on and how we can use the mystic teachings, how we can use metaphysics to help in to your quest of prosperity. So you got to do what you do, but you got to have an open mind. Not only do you have to have an open mind, but you got to have an open heart. And with that open heart, you are able to feel and see things that the average person cannot see. That's what's going to separate you from the average person out there. We don't do this show to be average. We do this show to kick average in its ass. That's what we do the show for. We don't study. We don't go after perfection to be average. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in the box. We believe out the box. We don't believe society's bullshit. We embrace our intrinsic knowledge. That's what we do. So let's get this hustle theology on and pop it. Now, first scenario. And just I want you guys to jump in. Now, Greg, now where you at, Greg? I know you're up in Jersey somewhere. You're up somewhere up there, baby. You might, well, again, Big Daddy, I'm not going to cut you short. You might have seen some of the stuff that we've seen down here. But whatever you have seen, I want you to come in, and I want you to join in on it. You understand? Because today, we're going to let it hang today. You understand? So if you got some balls, if you don't, go buy some. But if you got some, we're going to let them hang. And them some bitches going to hang to the flow today. They want to drag like a Jersey bull, baby. I want to be 3 feet away and my nuts still coming around the corner. That's what we wanted to do. Now, let's get to the point. It is. Guy got a scenario. He get a gut feeling about a person or people or situation or transaction that's not quite settling. Most people, and I say most, they go forth with the deal. They go forth with the transaction. They go forth with the contract where their intrinsic knowledge and internals are telling them no. Now, I'm going to ask you guys out here. Why, after a person's stomach has been twisted and turned, your heart telling you don't do it, why would a person go forth with it? I need y'all to step up here. Why? Why would you think a person after all that, come on, oh, man, this shit don't feel right. Damn, I don't think I can do it. Man, but I need to cut this deal so I can get this money. Why would a person go ahead and knowing that some scenarios ain't right? What would be your first thing, Ken, of why you think a person would do it in knowing that they should back away and silence themselves?
Well, I'm going to speak just from experience.
Speak from it.
From
speak
experience,
on it.
Because I've been in that situation.
Speak on it.
And we tend to, like, you know, you honestly, you get a little lazy, you know, because you put your trust in, you putting your trust in somebody. You haven't, you've given them more
than they deserve,
faith than what they really deserve. You know,
right.
You say, well, I have A, B, and C to do, and if I let him do D and he takes care of it this time, you know, I made it through. But you got it in the back of your head that you know that this dude's gonna be.
You know he ain't worth the shit.
What he is. He gonna be a snake.
Now check it out.
It's just his nature.
Check it out, Pimpy. If that has happened to you, and I know that it has, did that person not give you pre-indication that they ain't about their business? What would you say about that?
Every time he gave me that.
Every time. Now, what caused you not to jump on that pre-knowledge that this guy or woman or group ain't really worth a damn? Now, what would say... You kick that thing out and say, man, wait a minute, you done said the wrong thing. This guy don't take care of his other business, this guy don't do this guy, man, I don't like what he said about this other guy. I don't like what he said about his wife. I don't, you know what I mean? What would still make you keep going with the deal? Now, I would say probably laziness.
I'll say it.
Right?
Lazy. Being straight lazy. Just straight lazy. Not being willing to go and do the legwork yourself. Or you have so much and you're trying to put it off. It's better for me now because I've learned so many, a couple times from this,
mm-hmm.
is to just put it to the side until I can do it and let it wait. Just get in any kind of deal with anyone, I'll put it to the side or I won't do it at all.
If you don't feel right.
If I don't feel right.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And I operate in business the same way. If I can't do something, I'll tell you. I'll get back with you. I'll let you know when I can do it. You know, I won't, you know, you'll have people take a bunch of work and
mm-hmm.
know they can't do the work,
but
take a bunch of jobs, take people's money, and have them waiting.
And then you slob ass work when you like that.
Right. You get drained and you get tired. You feel like, you know, your back is always against the wall and you're running on empty all the time.
It is.
It's crazy.
It is. You appreciate a person that tells you, you know what, man? I can get to you in 6 months, I can get to you in 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. I can't do it now. And that person is willing to lose your business, but be honest with you and tell you when he can get you. That right there, especially in the car business, that's very important because I have did that and got myself up against the wall with too much, like today. What did I say today? Man, I feel like checking myself in today. Did I not say that shit?
Yeah.
I meant that. Not checking myself into a hospital, checking myself into a freaking hotel room with a jacuzzi and a sauna and not answering no freaking cell phone and all this other shit because I'm feeling too pressed. Now, how did I let myself get too pressed like that? Easy. Doing just what you said. Taking on too much. All this shit we taking on. your plate ain't never empty. So you get nothing never, because like on the smoking board, dude. You consistently pile of food on your plate, never finishing. Now what they do when you go to a smoking board or a buffet, they tell your ass, get a fucking clean plate. Don't go up there with no dirty ass plate. So we gotta take life the same basic way. How the fuck we go up there and take on most shit and the plate ain't clean? Get new plates. We got dishwasher and soap. What's up?
It's just like we said earlier. Building, you know, in earlier shows, it's just building the right chemistry and building the right team. But you have to put people on your team that's going to work for you, work for themselves. Because if you're on a team, you're not just working for your team, you're working for yourself as well.
Yourself first.
So you have to put 100%.
Right.
And if you don't have...
Now here's the deal,
you have to do random checks all the time.
Yeah, you got, man, please. These motherfuckers out here get complacent as hell. Come on now. You understand? I mean, I know people right now, people complain to me right now about some folks that they talking to. And these jokers complaining about they can't get out the house because their wives won't let them. And they punks and sissies. And I'll call them that in their face. Because I'm going to tell you right out the gate, dude. Ain't no relationship. Ain't no woman. Ain't nothing in this fucking world going to stop me from doing what I must do. Period. Unless somebody come up and try to tell me that shit, it ain't flying. I'll show you quicker than I can tell you. It ain't going to fly. You're not going to get in the way of my freaking money, my prosperity, and shit that I got to do. That's the bottom line. I don't give a rat behind who you are. Now, here's the deal. Yeah, we can understand balance. We can understand spending time. But once I've done all those things, baby, it's time to put the rest down. And I'm not saying that shit going to be balanced all the time anyway. Because here's the deal. What's your desires and what's your goal? Now, if I got to sacrifice 36 months, 48 months, 56 months to do what I need to do, then I'm going to do what I need to do. Everything else, got to understand that if it don't, then it wasn't meant for me no way. That's what pulling a bunch of these folks apart anyway. And a person to tell somebody, man, I can't get a house because my old lady won't let me get a house. That's telling me right now, I don't even need to screw with you anyway, dude. What I need to screw you, what, man? Who the man of the fucking house? And I mean that. I mean, I truly mean that. What kind of balls you got? Because if you get down and understand your woman and understand what's going on with that shit, that flat out situation tell you she ain't happy when you tell her yes. Trust me when I tell you. If yes come out your mouth all the time, man, I guarantee you, your relationship might not be what you think it is. You might need to go ahead and bust some of them lines and take a peek at what's going on the other side of the house. That's the bottom line. Because the average person, average woman, when you get into that crap, hey, baby, I don't want you to do that. I want you to spend some time with me. Okay. Okay, sweetie, I'll spend some time with you. Right now, you know what you are to her mind? A sucker. Straight up sucker. Now look, woman, and this is how I come out my mouth. Look here, this is the lowdown. When I get done doing what I'm doing, and if I got time, then we spend some time. Other than that, it ain't happening, man. Period. Because all that shit laying up, watching TV, watching movies, going to the park, and all that fantasy bullshit ain't putting no cheese in your pocket. And cheese in your pocket means you got to get your ass out here and do whatever the fuck you do, and you got to do it well, and you have to do it with a clear mind, and you can't do it with a nagging so-and-so in the background. You just cannot do it. And that's man or woman. So women out there listening, don't think that's just man talking about a woman. That's a woman also, because you got some bitch-ass men out here, too. You understand me, what I'm saying? The new definition for that shit. And I mean that. That's some straight-up shit. Got a guy going out here, seeing a woman out here hustling. She grinding her ass off. 2-3 jobs, different little things she doing. Hustling, grinding, doing a thing. Beauty salons, marketing. Baby, why don't we spend some time? I feel like, shut up, you sucker ass, because that's what you sound like. You sound just like that. Let that woman do what you do. Why don't you do more than she do and catch and play catch up? That's the bottom line. The motherfucker sit at home with all that motherfucker out of town need to be doing something. That's my personal opinion to it. Because I ain't seen no true hustler out here. In a minute we'll listen to no bullshit at the house. Okay, in a minute. Look here, man. Now I'm going to get out the house. Your ass going to get out the house. What's up with that?
Dead right.
You dead skipping.
If you don't believe it, just get broke.
You better believe that shit. Stress that shit. See what you got with a relationship. See how much love. Baby, I love you. Yeah, you do. Show me. And ain't a motherfucker out here need not to put that shit to the test. I'm talking real. Y'all don't want to listen to it? That's all. But this is what this show is about. Talking real. You don't want to hear it, baby, there it is. But bottom line, stress that relationship and see what you got. I'll say it again. Brand new Corvette out the lot, 64. $1,000 with every option in it, motherfucker. You tell me that it'll do 182, I'm going to take it 182. I'm going to take it. That way I can say, look here, man, I ain't got to worry about what Motor Trend says. Let's see what Jimbo says. Because I done did it. Person asked me in a heartbeat, man, how fast you done had your Corvette up to? I had that bitch up to 163 miles an hour, and I'm not done yet. What's up? You scared to go there? Don't buy it.
Got to always think big.
Ask for the kingdom. I think that's in a whole lot of scriptures, ain't it, man? Be asking for no damn condo.
What do you think about that, Greg?
I agree 100% with what you're saying. I got two little points.
Speak up.
One thing is they don't believe in themselves. That's why they let that happen to them, that they let the other person dictate what, you know, what should happen, and you know it's gut feeling that it's no good. But you don't have enough faith in yourself or belief in yourself, so you let it happen. And that's part of it. The other
thing...
That's
a fear base.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line, man. That's straight up fear.
Once you get that gut feeling, you got to go with it, because that's the truth. You know, you got to believe in yourself first, and once you believe in yourself, you'll be able to see the fraud from the other people. You'll know it. And then if you're at a higher vibration, you'll definitely see right through a smoke screen. And the other thing that you were saying, Jim, once you get to that point of, you were talking about ready to check yourself into a hospital or something like that, you gotta take time for you. If you don't take time for you, your body is either, as I said in the past, your body is either in ease or in disease. And if you don't take time, your body's gonna make you take time by getting you sick. So you have to take care of number one, and whether that is getting a massage or whatever, you know, taking some time off and out and enjoying yourself. You have to do that. You have to keep yourself healthy, and that's primary.
And balance yourself out. That's right. That's right. Keep that point. Keep that point, baby. We'll be right back, because we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this other stuff, baby. Bringing the truth and letting somebody have the truth. What do you think about that? We're right back, man. Give us a couple minutes.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
What's up? This is Jim Ferguson for A Hustler's Spirit Radio. And today we are talking about what is on your mind. What is on your mind Wednesday? This is the Wednesday where we let it fly today. We don't hold not a damn thing back. And if an asshole don't deserve a Snickers bar, he don't get one.
Right.
That's how it is, baby. You don't deserve this Hershey with almonds. You ain't gonna get one.
Don't even look at mine.
We're gonna smack you if you even think about that you want one of these.
But I got something to say.
Well, what's on your mind, man? What's on your mind?
I got something to say.
What's up?
You done been in the same situations that I have. Have you ever dealt with anybody, like someone else, come and say, well, Jim, I need to borrow a set of your sockets.
Right.
To do this brake job.
Right.
This guy, he's not really paying me a whole lot of money, and I'm going to just go ahead and stick these brakes on for him for $25.
Right.
And then he comes around and he needs your help to put the brake pads on.
Right.
But then once you find out that he... You put the brake pads on, that the guy and charge this guy $75 and he's trying to play you. Right. Use your tools.
Right.
Use your knowledge.
Oh, right.
To do a job and not even have enough.
Right.
And then always complain about, like, well, I didn't get this and this wasn't like this.
Right. Here's the deal. The first thing that comes to mind, that same shiesty shit that he do on the other end, I tell you, he'll bring a bone the same basic way. So that's the first flag. See, the first, here's the main thing that this whole world is going to have to come to grips with. And this is my opinion. It is time to stand on truth. Period. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care what you do. I don't give a damn if you're a mayor of a city. I don't care if you're a head nurse at a hospital. You're going to have to stand on truth today. Period. If you do that, your life and the circumstances in your life will be favorable to you. But bear witness to that. If you don't, hell is going to have to be paid. Anybody, I don't care. See, it's not the act. It's not what you do. It's the intent behind what you do. It's the heart behind what you do. It's the integrity behind what you do. It's no more different than a good cop, bad cop. A good doctor, bad doctor. If you want to use those terms, good or bad, then what is it? What do you break those terms down to? How do you feel when you go into a restaurant or you have somebody help you or you have somebody do something for you or somebody respond to you and that they're pleasant and they're nice and they're kind? It doesn't take much to be that way. If you hustling in these freaking streets, you ain't going to be an asshole in the street. If you pick the right people that you have dealings with, you ain't going to be an asshole about it. Be straight up friendly about it. Straight up men, women about it. But if you're hustling freaking candy bars, if you're hustling medical equipment, if you're hustling peppermints, for God's sake, be straight up about what you're doing. Attract those people into your life and those scenarios into your life, and you will not have to screw around with assholes. Let assholes screw around with assholes. That's, even you get to the Bible, and the Bible says, let their dead bury their dead. That's what that means. It means dead-minded, dead spiritually-minded people, let them bury their own. That's just how that shit goes. So why fuck around with a dude that you know ain't going to be right by you? Why even screw with his ass? That's why I don't feel sorry when you hear these motherfuckers ganged up and tied up with rags in their mouth and shot right through the dome. Shit, three-quarters of these assholes out in the street need it any freaking way. The shit, they going up in people's houses, breaking, doing shit to women, doing shit to kids. These motherfuckers need their head cut off. They need their freaking heads cut off. They need to be hung somewhere and somebody like gasoline to their asses. That's the dead truth. And you shouldn't have no pity for the shit. Universe don't. What's up? Why the hell would she have some pity for some shiesty ass shit? And we just giving you the soft crap. We ain't giving you the stuff that we done seen with our own eyes. The stories that don't even hit the freaking newspaper that the street hear about before the fucking police do. We ain't even talking about that shit. And you can't tell me that anybody with no heart and conscience, their heart don't go out when you hear about some shit out here in the street done to somebody that didn't deserve that shit. You know, in person. That's the kind of shit when I say stand on some truth. I mean, I got a story from somebody told me this guy went to a wedding. Went out for a wedding, a party, a bachelor party, whatever. Turned his back to a drink and he got drugs. These dudes ended up stripping his ass down to his drawers, robbing him, and throwing his ass out in the middle of the street. Mother was paranoid. He identified what drug they gave him. Now think about that. Now you just think, just marinate with that shit just for a minute. Would you feel bad that the guys that did that, they were bound and gagged? And the next flip? Would you feel bad about it? I wouldn't. I don't feel bad about that. I don't tell you about turning my fucking back to that.
But a lot of people always never really know the whole truth and stuff. And a lot of stuff that's put out to us, we never really know the truth or about a situation. I was having a conversation earlier this week with someone, and they were talking about a lady's brother got killed, and he had beat up his girlfriend. It was his house that the girlfriend was living in with her, she had two or three kids. She was living in his house with his kids. she went back to his house and locked him out of his house, and he, I guess, came back there, must have been arguing, climbed through the window, and she shot him and killed him. So I had someone that heard the story just as well as I did, and they were saying that was messed up because the broad living in his house and killed his guy. I was like, but hold, you don't know what the whole situation was about.
Man, I know.
You don't. You can't determine whether who was right or who was wrong. All you know that she was dead, and you never know what he did to get.
You never know what he did, but that could have been a crazy woman, though. You understand?
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know he had an indication what that brought. See, let me say this to you. Anybody out here listening, trust me when I tell you, if you are ever threatened, if a son of a bitch ever says, dude, I'll blow your brains out, you best believe that motherfucker will do it. If a woman ever tells you she'll slit your throat, you best believe that that woman will do that shit. You're not spitting that. Don't. And you better not take it just because they're grown. You better take it if they're kids, too. I'm talking about 14, 13, 12, 10-year-olds. They get busy out here, son. They get busy. So what do? Don't take that. And I'm pretty sure if anybody had a chance to rewind some shit, that man got pretty opportunity of what that broad was capable of doing. Trust me, man. Let me tell you something. These women out here pull triggers quicker than some of these brothers will. They don't play. These women out here do not play. They done went through a lot of shit, been through a lot of shit, and they not playing. They done stepped up on the plate, and they ready to blast your ass. The bottom line. Now go into them gun stores and see who in there buying guns. I done been outside walking down the street and hear a broad tell a dude, I'll shoot you in your face. Backed up with me. She meant that. That dude backed up too. Cause she went her hand in that purse, sir. Let me tell you something, they let it fly. They let it go. You got to be just as quick though.
But on what I was getting at is that you have to be open-minded to see both sides of the story, both sides of the scenario. I mean, it's a bad situation. Go ahead, Grant.
No, I just said you're right. There's two sides to the story, and you got to get both halves to make a judgment. You can't just assume just from hearing one side that it wasn't a big factor for that happening.
But when it all boils down to it, you know, I guess all it is.
Yeah, he created it. That's what it all boils down to.
The creation of it, and that it's just life.
He created it. He brought that vibration on, dude. Shit.
He drew it to himself.
Yeah. That's it. She did what she did because she vibrated, and he did too. And then at the same time, I'll give you one even better. We don't even know what the soul contract was with the shit anyway. While you're playing.
Exactly.
See, maybe dude gave up his life to the fact of that she needed to learn a lesson later down the line. We don't even freaking know. So that's why we should not judge. Because we can't judge. We can't.
It's best thing to do is just to try to understand as much as you possibly can.
On your own behalf.
On your own.
You damn Skippy. Ain't worried about next Joe. Because you understand me what I'm saying? I didn't worry about next Joe not doing shit to me, though. Not worrying about it.
Same way
making
you deals out here. You better understand exactly what you need out of everything that you deal with.
Damn right about that one, though. Damn right about that one. Damn right about that.
Well, that brings to mind about this one person that asked me to help work on her grandson who's autistic, or states that he's autistic. And I work on him, and a few of my other friends work on him, and after we were done, we did relieve a lot of issues. But the main thing was that he came into this world knowing whatever handicaps he had, but he came in to also teach a lot of people lessons. So you got to realize what type of contract you came in and what lessons other people need to learn from his disability. So I just want to throw that in.
That's very important, man.
Yeah.
That's why. We don't know. That's a privacy issue, but we really don't know. Now, a lot of people take a lot of time on trying to judge other people and judge other scenarios. It's to me, it's good to look at them and move on. Learn from them and move on. I made a statement to you today, man, about somebody. And I said, and my statement was, I don't give a damn what my contract was on that particular issue with that particular person, but contract can be broken. And I'm going to break this one. And why I'm going to break it because I'm not happy with what I see. Now, I'm given the power to create, I'm given the power to manifest, and I'm given the power to will energy. I'm going to will that contract to be ripped the fuck up. That's my personal opinion to it. But it's time for us to take full responsibility for all that we can do. And what we can do is use our minds and our other God-given abilities to make the best out of whatever scenarios and desires and opportunities we see fit for.
We have to, because a lot of things that, you know, go on a day-to-day thing, if you let them bother you. I mean, I've had some crazy stuff happen to me this week, but I feel, you know, everything that's going on right now in my life, and I see things a lot different. I understand, and I feel good about everything that goes on, you know. And I used to couldn't say that, you know. I would get taken out, Jack, and it would hinder me and keep me in a rut. But I, you know, I've made that breakthrough. So, you know, everything that I'm going at large things.
Well, you know, you got control. See, when you know that you're in control, and that you're not a slave to the circumstances that come, that you created them, that take the responsibility for them, that puts you in the driver's seat. See, before, people don't know they're in the driver's seat. They think you're in the passenger seat. But you're in the driver's seat. The day breath is in you when you incarnate into this joint, dude. You're in the driver's seat.
Exactly.
You know
you're,
what I mean?
You're an observer, not a participant. So you're going through that situation, and you don't have to react. Because you're learning your lesson without having to get drawn down into the whole situation.
That's a good point, but that's where the empowerment comes in. The empowerment comes in is just what he just said. When you look at yourself like God does, God is an observer. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it, Pippi.
So if you can do that, guess what, man? You just leap a quantum leap within this realm. If you can know that, what can you do when you see different things that we just talked about earlier in the show? When you can observe them and not judge nor let it hinder you, but just observe them. Think about it.
Exactly. That's just
great. Excellent point, Greg.
You got to figure, God ain't going to take nothing from nobody else to get to you.
God ain't going to take nothing from himself.
He ain't going to take nothing from himself as well. And you shouldn't. You should do the same thing. You don't to grow out here. You don't have to take anything from anybody, because there's enough stuff in abundance to go out here and get.
And that's the point. That
you could sell fly shit if you're good enough.
My man,
we selling that
fly shit on the Hustler Spirit Radio. I ain't never seen fly shit, but man, if it's out there, baby,
let's see who's hustling. Yeah, let's see. Never know. Never know.
But that's the point, too, man, that everybody out here, a lot of people out here think they don't realize there's never a shortage. But you're told that there is. But there's never a shortage. And you believe that there's never a shortage. Ain't no shortage of money. There's billions of dollars being transferred right now, electronically through the airwaves, right now as we speak. Can we grab some of that money? You damn Skippy.
I know.
The Mint ain't stopped printing no money, Pimpy. Ain't stopping. Don't let nobody tell you that lie. Ain't stopping. There's a lot of millionaires. Matter of fact, there's more millionaires this year than there was last year, technically. Be right back. Stay with us so we can keep it hard all night. Right back.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your hosts Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Welcome, welcome back. Jim Ferguson, man, we hit some hot topics today. I mean, burning hot. Matter of fact, dude, we got an oxygen torch on your ass today with what we done talked about today. I'm telling you, man, we got to acetylene up and fired up. I mean, baby, you get by that hot blue tip, it ain't going to be good. You going to be smoking on fire. Slow down, mama, because I smell hair burning. That's what it's going to be. This is what we talked about today, man. This is What's On Your Mind Wednesday. And what's on the mind is stopping this shiesty stuff that's going on, recognizing what's going on, and recognizing and using your mystic powers and your mystic abilities, everything from crystals, everything from gemstones, everything from incense. I don't care what it is. You got to research it. You got to bring that power to you. Empower yourself.
Yep.
Very important there. Very important. Also important, we talked a little bit off break, was the fact that Greg had made a statement about the point that I made about getting out of them contracts. All right, you guys, some of you new into the metaphysical plane, metaphysical scenarios and knowledge, realize that we come here with some contracts. Some contracts. And let me tell you something, man. Once you learn some of them lessons, Greg, what did you say?
Once you learn the lesson, you don't have to ride that whole thing out. You can say, okay, thank you. And you can disengage right there. As you were saying, you've had enough. You don't have to keep staying in that same loop over and over again of misery or whatever. If you learned your lesson, you can say, as Ken was saying, you can say, that's enough, and I'm moving on. You got the power. You just got to get enough balls together to do it. Like you were saying earlier, these guys, they just sit right there, okay, whatever, I'll be right home, I can't go out. You know, they're giving their power away. You got to stand up and grab your power, you've learned your lesson, and move on.
Exactly, because when you're doing that type of shit, man, you're not giving your power away, dude. You're giving your nutsack away. And I'm keeping it real. You're giving it away. You're going to come in a minute, you're going to have a slip between your legs, dude. There ain't going to be no nuts hanging. She going to have nuts. Better go grab them balls,
not
baby.
Not just she. It's people out here who say they have friends and acquaintances and associates and stuff. And at certain times in their life, they need to cut them motherfuckers loose. Cut them all off. Just wipe it off.
Okay.
You know, because when you start seeing problems and stuff in relationships and friendships, it's time for you to reevaluate a lot of things. Even in business, your job. People get latched onto their jobs and they've been there for 20 years and think they can't go anywhere because they don't know what they're going to do. It's crazy. They live their lives like that, and you can waste your time and waste your soul by fucking around.
All right, Jack, on some bullshit. But like I said, one thing, here's the deal. If a joker happy about it, you ain't got to sell that shit to me, though.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of shit, too. Motherfuckers want to sell you how they feel about something. You ain't got to sell me nothing when it comes to that. You see what I'm saying? And that's standing up, taking responsibility for your own shit, too. And you got your own mind, and use your own mind and your own will. And like I told the person that told me about the scenario about the dudes that couldn't get out the house, I said, go find 15 more that can. And put your team together. Go find 15 more. Go find 20 more that can. And what he did. Got rid of them. And them is boys from way back in the day. They don't want to go in here and work in the store. They don't want to go get the help. Or they don't want to go do the research. And they don't want to start reading about the medical shit. Then find somebody that can. You don't want to go sit down and have your business meetings. They don't want to come. Let them go. Find somebody just as hungry as you. Because my question was to him, where are you delegating this information out to? And what can you be doing instead of them doing it? And he looked at me and he said, man, you got a fucking point. I said, exactly, because I done made that same fucking mistake. But I ain't telling you something that I haven't done or experienced. That delegating shit out to somebody that ain't worthy of that being delegated out, because here's the deal. You got to be as hungry as me. That's part of the team. Now, if you ain't as hungry as me, if you complacent when having a 42-inch and you don't want a 70-inch flat screen with a 1080p on it, and that's what I want, what's the discussion point? You understand me what I'm saying? If you don't want Blu-ray and you happy with the regular DVD, because you don't want to spend the extra money for the Blu-ray, you don't want to go make no extra money for the Blu-ray, then there's no need for us to be compensated. Because right out the gate, You understand what I'm saying? Plus, you want one bang, I want three. What that mean?
Like, you feel worthy for that before.
That's right. You know what's up, man. Now, what you say about your mama told you what?
I told her I was going to get a CPS, and I said, you know, I might just go ahead and buy a used one. And she said, no, go get you a new one. Don't even fuck around. If you're going to get you something, buy it new.
And that's a quote.
Because
that's how
the
woman talk. That's a quote, baby.
You
said don't fuck around. That means his mama said just that. And you got to think about the mentality behind that shit. That woman sitting up in the car, and Eddie just said, look here, man. Why are you settling for talking this type of shit? Go somewhere where ain't nobody set their ass up in the car. Let you be the first one to drive that mother on the road. That is a major point. You laugh about it, but that's your mother speaks. That's the truth, man. That's bringing the truth like Barry Bonds. Bring that shit to the home run title, baby. That's the truth. And all these people out there trying to deny the shit, the man hit them home runs. This is part of what's on your mind Wednesday. You understand me what I'm saying? He hit him. He is the best in the business. And y'all motherfuckers blackballed him out there, too. He should be playing right now and can still be hitting home runs. But we'll get on to another point about that. But your mother had an A1 point about that, man. Get brand new. Sometimes you got to let brand new friends, too.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to let some of these old slob, lynches, leech type of assholes go. Got to let them go. Because they're slowing down the progress, dude. No more different. Sometimes you got to let some of the old mental thoughts that we have go too. Got to clean house on that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Got to take a look at your own self first. Not that we point any blame or responsibility for what's going on. You understand me what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of motherfuckers want to point blame when shit ain't going the way they want to go. But there's a whole lot of people want to jump on the bandwagon when shit going good.
Oh,
yeah. Right. You know, so you got to take a peek at that shit too.
I said something earlier today. Or this week to you, I told you that I think everything that has went on in my life,
you're happy for it.
I'm happy for it, good or bad, and I've been responsible for every freaking thing that happened.
Everything. And that empowers you. That empowers you right there, man. You couldn't say that 6 months ago.
No,
your ass to be blaming a whole bunch of folks for this shit, and it ain't nothing to do with them.
Don't.
But for you to say that right now, you're empowered, son.
What? It's a lot of, it's some shit I thought about earlier this week. And, you know, you look at a lot of us look at these TV shows and we listen to stuff. And even if you're out there listening to us, all the shit that we speak or something, we can back up because we research everything that we do.
We done did it.
And we've done it.
Done did it.
We have an opportunity to be on this internet radio show, and it's probably one of the greatest shows that we've ever, one of the greatest ventures that we've ever done.
Period.
And I'm proud to say that we're part of the BBS radio.
Okay.
We can say some shit that people, even if you fuckers out there listening, and you're listening to us and you don't like it,
you still gotta believe in it, though.
Yeah.
Still gotta believe in it, because you know it's for real.
Because.
You know it's for real. You know it's for real.
You hear it.
You know it's for real.
And we ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere, baby. We keeping it hard all night long. And we got to get us a case of Viagra, Big Daddy. We're going to keep it like one of them sledgehammers. You understand me what I'm saying? Jimmy, don't hurt me. Jimmy, just don't hurt me. We're going to put some hurting on it. We're going to put some hurting on the truth, too, baby. I was like, get that case of Viagra up because we're going to keep it all night. All night is going to be going on. That's what we got to do, baby, because we live it, we breathe it, and you can see it come out of it. That's the bottom line. And we do that to share the knowledge out there with people out there, too. Bottom line, man. Bottom line. You understand? It's just not so much of the entertainment part of it. It's not so much that it's selfishness. It's so much that the fact that, you know what, man, if I went through this shit, the next guy might not have went through it. We can tell you a little bit about it. Might save you a little bit of heartache. You know what I mean? Trust me, man. And sometimes it's worse. We can learn something from a 2-year-old. You understand me? Just like we can learn something from an 85, 110-year-old. Same basic thing. Where is your open-mindedness? Where is it at? You understand? We don't know it all. I ain't even trying to think. I ain't even going to make that statement about that shit. We're learning every single moment, every single day. Every single second that tick, man, we learning. But at the same time, we have no problem with sharing.
You know what I mean? And this is part of this too. But I'm very happy to be a part of the BBS radio family. And we're going to have these shows, and we're going to do multiple shows, and we're going to have some multiple fun with it. But this is What's On Your Mind Wednesday. And what is on your mind? What is on your mind? You guys on the internet, you see the phone number there. And don't ask me what the number is, because I ain't got it in front of me. Go back to the website. You want to call up, speak what's on your mind, let it fly. We don't care what it is. Say what's on your mind. Speak your peace. Make your peace. And then you can make love afterwards. But as well, man. That's part of being a hustler, too, man. You got to have some downtime.
You
got to have some downtime. Can't help 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right? You got to sit out and have them picnics, too, though.
As long as you ain't on the bottom all the
good
time.
Night, Daddy. You got to be on the top sometimes. As long as you ain't on the bottom, Lord. Hell no, man. I don't want to think about that. But, yeah, so anyway, man, did you see them calves and shit? Did you see that? We're going to come back to that. What's on your mind Wednesday? This is Jim Ferguson for Hustle Spirit Radio. Give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
What's up? What's up? Baby, what's happening? This is Big Daddy. This is the Hustler Spirit Radio, and this is What is on Your Damn Mind Wednesday. And the phone number, since I was told by my engineer, is 888-228-4494. What is on your damn mind? So, back to them Cavaliers. I'm a little pissed off. And LeBron James did not shake any hands, and I think I applaud him for that. Because they got their ass kicked, and the first thing come out of your mouth was, you whoop your ass, you gonna go shake his hand? Hell no. I'll holler at you. They're professionals, man. That's the bottom freaking line. And who in the world said anyway, since this is What's on Your Damn Mind Wednesday, that it's needed to shake a man's hand after you whip your ass? What come up with that shit? I mean, you know what I mean? Like a man come up and tell you you need to work 8 hours. Who come up with that? I mean, really? Who come? Where is this standard at?
It's just some goofy motherfucker who made a rule.
Okay, well,
it's like the same thing that tell all these people out here that you know, they gonna shut all these places down and they gonna make you live a certain way.
No,
so if
no.
You sit there and believe all that dumbass shit, yes, you'll be exactly where they want you to be and not where you want to be.
Exactly, that's right. The empowerment goes to them. Right, empowerment goes to them, and you need to make sure and tell yourself that you have the power for your destiny. You have the power for your life and for your family, period. And don't go out there tripping and flipping over, dude.
So if I tell you something and you believe it, you can't believe all this shit that's out here, man.
You got to research it. You got to put it to the test.
You better start doing it.
You got to put it to the test, man. There's nothing. There's nothing. Don't believe shit we say unless you put it to the test. Technically. Because when you get technically about it, man,
they
you got to
tell you
it
right
to the
now
test.
There's no money out here.
excuse me. And then 10 months from now, it'll be some money out here. Well, what you going to do between now and the 10 months? You going to stop living, or you going to keep out here trying to get some money right now until they have some 10 months from now?
And that's a choice. What's on your damn mind Wednesday? What's on your mind Wednesday? And that is exactly it. Ken just made an excellent point, too. The point is, what are you going to do about your own scenarios and your own conditions? The bottom line. Well, here, we ain't no sissies. We keep it moving. We ain't no punks, and we keep it moving. And we keep it hard. You understand me what I'm saying? It's like a man laying up with his woman, and he got something going on, but don't do nothing, baby. You got to put some action on what you have. You know what I'm saying? You talk about it, but then what you going to do about it? I think we have to be that way with life in general and everything else to go along, man. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I, with all my people out there listening to, man, don't think that that woman ain't looking at you and the decisions and the stuff that you talk about. So if you say you ain't no bitch, then I might have to change my rephrase and don't bitch about it. But there's some people in the world that tell you, man, I don't like weak coffee and I don't like a weak man. So what that means? I mean, they want their caffeine and their shit and give me some pure, they don't even want their shit milked down. You feel what I'm saying? I'm keeping it real. Give me the full shot. Damn that espresso. Give me my coffee beans.
You better go out here and get you some jet packs.
But you got to do it. You know what I mean? I just, you have the bottom line. And you have to ask yourself, man.
You can listen to that shit all the time. You know, you can turn on the TV and it's a motherfucking complaining box. You go home and you want to listen to your wife or something complaining about shit, then get up and do something about it. You know, she tell you, well, you know, the grass needs cutting and the flowers need planting out. Tell her to send her ass out there and get cut the grass, plant
exactly.
the flowers. You go out there and get some money to sustain everything that you want to do. And then when you got enough substance, you can pay somebody to do that shit and go have some fun with her. But if you fuck around out here and you don't have no money, it's your own fault.
It's your own fault. God knows that shit. So I'm going to tell you right now,
I'd
rather be in a casket than be broke.
Is your salvation.
You better believe it. That is your salvation. You better get that cheese, and I mean get it in abundance too, buddy. You better get it like you better get it like it's in style. And I ain't talking about going out of style. I'm talking about like it's in style. Get that dough. Because that dough going to take you to everywhere you got to go. It's going to take you there. That dough going to get you, and this is, once again, this is What's on Your Mind Wednesday. And right now we talk about salvation and money. That's what we talk about. So get that cheese, get that money, make that money, go out there and stand up for what you believe in. And you know what I'm saying? That's the bottom line to it. You're going to have to do it. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Get in them books. Get to studying. Don't hold back. You got to get to studying. At the same time, too, how many, I said this question a couple shows before, how many people out here actually mastering a craft? How many people are actually doing it? And that's the most important thing, too. How many people mastering a craft? How many people doing it? And that's the thing. You got to put the time in on mastery. I don't care what you do. You got to put the time in. You don't put the time in, you ain't going to master a damn thing. So that's, you know, that's something else people got to do. You know, we skim through. People go through life and they skim through a whole bunch of shit. But yet they don't master not one thing. At least going through life, we should master one thing. We should master something. And in mastery, that's going to get us that money. You know what I mean? That's going to get us that. That's going to get us that specialized knowledge. That's going to get us that too. Right. But a lot of people, they don't, you know, they want to skim through shit. I was like going through school just getting C's and D's. That's bull, man. Come on now. I mean, A's
you
got. You got
to give.
You know what I mean? How much extra time do you spend? Do you put a half an hour in your craft studying? And yeah, it may not be in books. Maybe you got to go study a couple folks out there. You understand? Especially if you're hitting them streets. Maybe you got to study a couple scenarios. You got to study a couple locations. You got to study that type of shit. You know, how many times you going to get out there at 3 o'clock in the morning? You got to go peep something out. You got to go look at something. You can't send nobody else. It's like me taking somebody's opinion for a movie. Shit, your opinion ain't better than mine. Let me sit down. You understand? Let me get the night vision goggles. And let me take a peek. You know? Man, I can't do that all night. Ooh, I can't do that, man. I got to be at home.
Ain't that a bitch? So I guess you're going to find your money at the house too, huh? I guess so. You understand? Because what separates the stars, the all-stars, the great players, the great people, the great hustlers, great spiritual leaders, what separates them from the rest? Well, everybody that's wearing the cloth and wearing the cross and wearing all the rest of the shit, what, that make them great because they're wearing that shit? Come on now,
people. They go
Come
out
on
there
now.
And really do the shit every day and put it down and have the dedication to go through that every day. Those are the people who make it big and make it successful. Whether you're a ball player or you're a fucking garbage man, if you put in what you have to put into what you're doing, the success is going to come.
Exactly. Let me tell you another thing, too. Be proud. If you're proud of and you're happy about what you do, whatever it is, be proud of that. Don't get up in this, man, if you ain't a movie star, if you're not this, if you're not an athlete, if you ain't a baller, if you ain't got your brand new S550 AMG kit out, B12, you ain't got that, trust me. All that shit is cool. I'm going to have it. Yes, I am. And it's not a problem. But the whole point about it is a lot of people might not be in the position at this moment to do that. And that's okay, too. But be proud of what you're doing. Be proud of what you are. And put the best in whatever you do. As a garbage man, waiter, teacher, professor, radio engineer, radio owner, motorcycle shop owner, I don't care what you do, man. If you got some pride behind it, you got integrity behind it, and that's all that counts. All that other shit hearing somebody, man, as long as you do you. You do you. Do the best you can be. Whatever that sounds like. But you know what I'm saying. Be the best you can be. And I think that's just the mind. That's all we can teach our kids. Teach the kids the same basic way. But then we got to lead by example. You're going to teach me and you ain't doing this shit. It's like a motherfucker teaching me about cars. You ain't worked on one. What the hell? That's what you're going to tell me about the street. You ain't been out there? What's up, Greg?
That's just like what we were talking about. I mean, it's your attitude. It's your integrity. It's like the person that they say, how can this person's restaurant taste so much better? Because they put love in it. They put integrity into it.
Exactly. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Right back before we get out of here.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.